When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, this is Joko.
And this is Haley.
And you're tuning in to the Permission to Stand podcast, where every Thursday you will get a good hefty dose of K-pop talk and news. And sometimes you'll get anime, and sometimes you'll get Genshin.
Will there be any today?
I don't think so. There will be like, okay, there will be a pinch of anime because of one of the things we're going to be talking about. But we will be going over a lot of juicy and shocking JYP group related news.
Uh-oh.
We have we have a good amount of SM stuff as well. We will also go over the AAA Asian Artist Awards that happened in Japan,
yep,
with live coverage from Haley and our friend Zach, who are crazy because they stayed up and watched it
from five in the morning.
Like I said, there's a lot of SM stuff we'll be covering. Of course, we will be covering some BTS and Stray Kids, but we will also be talking in related to all those, especially BTS, some Big Bang.
So we
have a lot of interesting stuff to talk about. And when I say a lot of SM, we have a wide variety of SM topics to talk about today. But I did mention something juicy.
Breaking news. Something shocking.
Yes, breaking news. So I think a lot of people in the K-pop world and community have already heard what happened to NMIX.
Right. It's kind of shocking.
It is shocking.
Actually.
It is pretty.
Yeah.
A few of our friends are like, you know, they're real huge NMIX. Answers. Yeah, I was going to say NMIX biases. Answers. You're right. Answers. And man, they were like... You could tell in the group chat we have, they're shocked and they're pretty sad.
Oh yeah, for sure.
They're pretty devastated by this news because Jinny has left the group.
Yeah.
And so like as we got the initial news, it started unfolding and unfolding like more and more like shit basically.
Of course people are going to dig and want to know why she left.
I mean, in the beginning, initially everyone thought, you know, maybe like she's stressed and stuff. But here's the thing, like, as soon as people said that, I was like, no, JYP has had situations where, like, when some of the group, like, members from their groups were stressed or, like, you know, anxiety, I think of Jonghyun recently.
Oh, yeah, they gave him time off.
Think of Mina.
Yeah, that's true.
From Twice. Yes, they got their, like,
they
mental health
mental
time
health
off.
Mental health days, yeah.
Yeah, so they kind of were able to take breaks from the group.
That's
they didn't leave.
True. Yep.
So I was like, Wait, this is this is might be something else because it's not a break.
No.
Not to mention it was like out of nowhere. There was no warning. You know what else? Okay, this happened recently. Like I think it happened like this either today or a couple days ago.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
No, what I'm gonna tell you that I need, this kind of confirms it's something negative.
Oh, okay, okay.
They removed Ginny from NMIX's Instagram posts.
Oh no.
Like I think even with like the comeback and stuff, so they removed her pictures.
It's like a official break.
So it's
basically.
For reals. That's how you know it's not something that this is not on good terms.
No.
This is something bad happened. Something right. For sure bad happened. So as the days progressed, we kind of got a little bit more like each day, right? Mm-hmm. Like kind of more stuff like speculation unfolding. When it initially came out, people were saying it was very similar to another letter that JYP had also announced when they got rid of another member from another very popular guy group from JYP at the moment. Do you know who I'm talking about,
Haley? Of course I do. Stray Kids.
And then?
When Woojin, quote-unquote, left for personal reasons.
And they used, Woojin, or should I say Voldemort.
Mm.
We're not allowed to talk about him in the state
the
community.
One that should not be named.
He shall not be named.
Yeah.
So... I was gonna say Voldemort, Woojinmort. I don't even know what I'm saying. Anyways, Woojin, yes, Woojinboo. All the Dragon Ball friends out there. So apparently the letter was nearly verbatim, just changed the names, like as the one that they did when they released Woojin, like leaving for quote unquote personal reasons.
So whenever JYP seems to drop that kind of like copy paste letter. It's never something good.
Oh, you know it's bad.
Yeah. Like
you
if they're
know
not
this
going
is not
to
good.
If they're not going into like any other reasons, like if it was for her like her health or she was stressed, having anxiety, they would say
that's
that.
That's what they did for like Mina and them. Like, "Oh, we were taking
but
a break
they didn't.
To Oh, but no they did not."
So
and,
because like even with Woojin's situation, we still to this day do not know the real reason why he left.
Even though we kind of have
an idea. Yeah.
Well, what was
nothing was confirmed.
Nothing's confirmed, but what exactly
that
is,
he wanted
quote
to
unquote, you know, possibly the reason why?
He wanted to go solo and, like, just be detached from Stray Kids because he was always under Bang Chan, basically. And he wanted to do, like, his own thing. Because they'd always have conflict within the group. Because he always trying to, like, make Bang Chan do, like, all these other things, you know. But then Bang Chan is the leader, you know. So, I don't know.
Don't mess with the best leader.
Exactly. So, like, I mean.
But Bang Chan's always nice enough. He's probably,
Bang
like,
Chan's
doing it, but then, like.
Nice. But then, like, he's made side comments about him. So, we know that it was something not good, you know. Not on good terms, basically.
Obviously, yeah. No, but I meant, like, there's only so much patience he has.
Oh, yeah, of course.
I mean. Especially if he's like, I don't know, all that negative stuff that I've been hearing and that you've told me that he's been, and the fact that he left them and thinking that he could probably do better, but obviously, I'm pretty sure I know who's doing better.
Who's winning all those awards?
Who's winning awards? Who's going on world tours?
Like, freaking selling 3 million copies of their album. Yeah,
okay. Selling out world tours. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think Stray Kids might be doing okay without you, Woojin.
Right.
But. Unfortunately, which is also Bang Chan's favorite word.
Unfortunately.
If you went to any of the Stray Kids concerts. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, it does not seem that's the reason. Mm-hmm. People were thinking that because the letter is similar. Mm-hmm. That's why people were thinking Ginny probably thought she's better than the girls. But if you go back to her bubble, a lot of people also noticed that she was excited for the comeback. She was like saying all that stuff and then all of a sudden got cut off. So
yeah, exactly. That's what kind of put me off too. I was like, on her bubble, she's talking about like, oh, I'm so excited for the new year for like to like do a new year with NMIX and then like all the stuff. They just put out like a Christmas song together. Like,
so, I mean,
it seems like she's going to move forward with the group, you know?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they were totally fine. Like, her and the girls were, I have a feeling they were still, like, fine. And they're on good terms, right? Okay, so, turn the page to the next chapter. So, what we've come to find out, it's a little bit more controversial because of what possibly might have happened. Well, people were still digging.
Yeah, they're going to dig.
Digging and digging. So, the rumor was that she was actually seen and caught with another male idol going to motels.
Oh, no.
First off, Why are you getting caught?
First off, be better at sneaking around, okay? Don't get caught.
The reason why you probably got caught, Jeannie, is because you're sneaking around with someone from a different agency. Just stick within the agency. I don't know.
Don't do that.
What was the male idol group?
Unite.
Mm. Something like that.
We don't know who they are.
We're not too familiar with them. But in terms of that, yeah, so that's apparently what people are saying is going on, that she's gotten caught. There's like pictures and rumors and all this stuff. So at this point, obviously JYP will never confirm any of this.
No.
This will all be speculation till we hit the grave.
Exactly.
Unless
she comes forward.
Yeah. Comes forward or some real, like, you know, hardcore evidence is like shown. But that seems to be the case, and it kind of makes sense. You know why it's interesting that it's Unite?
Mm.
Because of an interesting article I saw recently, which it was kind of related but unrelated. I showed it to you too.
Yeah.
Seolyeon was, they apparently think they found Seolyeon's like fake Twitter, you know, like kind of her ghosting Twitter to like just follow and keep track and have her own personal life without anyone knowing. Because I remember Seolyeon, we've talked about this before. I like her a lot because she had posted, she's an ISA bias from Stacy. ISA from Stacy. And she posted in like some random restaurant, picked her like photo cards. She's eating out with random friends, right?
Right,
and she has photo cards and they're all showing like their photo cards of different
idol
biases. Yeah. Hers was ISA, which possibly is my bias now for Stacy also.
Sorry, Yoon.
Yeah, I mean, ISA has been wrecking me so hard ever since we saw her at KCON. But that's another story. Anyways, so apparently people have found the other images of the same people from the different angles of the other people taking the photo cards, the same exact picture, except the other person holding it, a different POV, right? So they did that digging, and then these K-Nets also, like, you know, kind of dug through and looked through, like, I guess, the followers. Because obviously it's Seolyeon's friend, apparently, if they're, like, hanging out, right?
Yeah.
And so they found that. They found what they think is Seolyeon's private Twitter. And she was following, and she's, like, a stan or a bias of Unite.
Wow.
A member of Unite. All the puzzle pieces can kind of fit together, to be honest.
Yeah.
Especially because Seolyeon and Jinny are very, very good friends, too.
Right.
Like, they're really close in NMIX themselves. So it's kind of interesting. Especially, it's more interesting to me because I forgot the name of the guy that apparently Seolyeon is. Is that his name?
I think it was something like that.
But if you look up a picture of him, he looks like the 8 from 17 mixed with Young Changbin from Stray Kids, like skinny Changbin.
Yeah, he showed me a picture. I can see it.
He looks like him, right? Yeah. Like the 8 in Changbin.
The same like facial structure.
Changbin. Chang the 8 Thangbin.
Oh, okay, stop.
Okay. So that was what was possibly going on. But
see, it's like it kind of matches because like
it matches. Yeah,
both
yeah.
Kind of like into Unite. That doesn't seem like a coincidence.
Yeah, no.
You know?
I really thought the same thing. I'm like, you know what? If this is possibly the one that might be like the most closest to the truth, possibly, which sucks though, because I mean, they ended on bad terms. They took her off Instagram and everything, like pictures. So you know, it's something bad, and this is possibly it. There was one other rumor that that was kind of connected to, you know, how she wanted to go solo, which I don't think is the case at this point. But the other rumor was because Teddy, you know, one of the big YG producers, they're looking for a new girl group, right? They're going globally. We talked about it last episode that she wanted to, she was rumored to leave JYP because she wanted to be part of this new Teddy girl group.
We'll see. All the
members, all of this is, you know,
I was like, all
speculation,
the,
but
all
it's all interesting and
that have,
could
like,
work.
All the girls who have left all the different groups recently will all be in Teddy's group.
That'd be insane.
Just kidding.
Garam, you got Jinny, Chu.
Yeah.
They make a super group. Mm-hmm. The Revenge group. The Revengers.
The Revengers.
Tokyo Revengers.
Yes.
That's.
It shouldn't be Tokyo Revengers.
Soul
Revengers.
Oh, that sounds cool. Soul Revengers. So, yeah, that's. Man, see, there you go. That's the juicy JYP news. That's like the big one. for us today. Right. It was interesting, though, because of all the different speculations and connecting the dots. I thought that's why it was interesting. Plus, you know, whenever someone gets booted out a group that's doing fairly successful, that's news in itself, right?
Right.
So we have some other news besides that. This one is kind of like sad, too, but did you hear about this? There was four.
I didn't, actually.
Four NCT members fell from a collapsing jungle gym during one of their like commercial photo shoots or like video shoots.
That's
scary.
Poor thing.
I don't think they released the names, but fans have been alleging it was Johnny, Jungwoo, Jaehyun, and someone else, but they are not too sure.
They can't confirm it.
Yeah, but no serious injuries. Thank goodness. Okay, good. But still, that's scary. Because NCT is one of your main groups, for SM.
Yeah.
Do a better job, SM.
Please protect
I know you
them.
Guys have good music, SM, but you guys got to... You should take care of that. Because, also, another sad SM news.
Oh, no.
Yes. You want to talk about it? You could bring it up. Because I know it's one of your biases.
Oh, my God. This makes me just, like, angry, though.
Okay, go for it. Rage out to the people.
So, like, I've been waiting for Taemin to come back.
Haven't we all?
He was supposed to be released on November 27th.
From the military.
And so it's like, it passed. And I'm like, what the heck? Like, where is he? Like, we even talked about it.
We're like, oh, November, it's here.
I was like, oh my God, he's going to get released soon.
And then still nothing. Crickets.
And November passed, and it's like December already. So I looked it up, and then it said that he got 100 days added to his military service. I don't know why. I don't know how it works in Korea. But now he's expected to be released March 10th, 2023. Like, what the fuck?
He's already having issues in the military, like, you know, in terms of, like, anxiety and stuff. Why would you throw an extra 100 days?
Yeah,
to his, like, mental health and well-being.
I was, like, looking for it. I was like, oh, my God. So we can start off, like, 2023, and then, like, we'll have Taemin back, and all the members of SHINee will be done with their military, but...
Nope. And I was thinking, you know, like, oh, maybe this is good for him. He'll be able to spend time with his family and his friends for the holidays.
Yeah, nope. I don't know.
Nope. Korean military laws swoop that under
no
from
idea.
Under our feet.
So, yeah, I'm upset.
Yeah, so that is pretty sad and upsetting, but he's coming out the day after my birthday, so that's...
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday to me. To me and my fellow other birthday...
Taeyeon.
My birthday brothers and sisters.
Taeyeon.
Yeah,
Taeyeon.
Actually, Taeyeon from SNSD is my exact
same birthday year. And then
I have Suga.
Yoongi,
Suga, and I also have John Somi.
Oh, yes.
But they're not the same years, but same day.
Same day.
So that's pretty cool. This is kind of SM related, but it's not. It's SM related because we're going to be talking about a big producer that has produced, like, I can say almost like nearly 100 different songs, especially for SM. Like, he's huge for SM. I'm talking about Ryan Jun. Ryan is a really big producer in like the K-pop industry in general, and he has his own group called Bugaboo.
Yeah,
I don't know if many of you heard of them. They're actually
They're
actually decent, and a couple of our friends listen to Bugaboo, but Bugaboo just got disbanded. I think it was like less than a year after they debuted, so they got disbanded. And it sucks because they probably had a lot of good potential because of their producer. Because their producer, Ryan, like I said, he produced so many crazy songs. And this is his own group. It sucks because he's produced so many recent songs. And I feel like, you know, he could have probably gave it to his group. But instead, he's given it to other groups.
So
like the really good songs.
That has he done?
Okay, maybe I was going to tell you recent ones, but maybe... Do you want to hear the recent ones, or do you want me to go back first?
You can do the recent ones.
Okay,
first.
Because guess whose song he wrote for?
I don't know.
IVE. Okay. He did After Like and 11.
Oh, damn. Okay.
They're title tracks for another company.
Right.
What if you gave those two songs, which were freaking amazing, to your own group? So
is the reason
he's
why
probably getting paid more from the other companies because he's obviously very successful, right?
Right.
But... Maybe, you know, taking care of his own group is a lot of money, costs a lot of money too. But either way, isn't that what you're supposed to do? Look at Stacey and High Up, you know,
right.
like the producer from High Up is like, he branched off and like did his own thing. He was like another successful mm-hmm. producer too. But it sucks because Bugaboo had so much potential because of the songs alone that Ryan has produced.
Mm.
Ryan has been producing songs since 2010.
Okay, so I probably know some
There's
of the
a
songs.
Certain song called Lucifer. Remind you
what
of anything?
What the fuck? Shiny?
Yes.
Damn.
He's written like Shiny Lucifer. He's done a lot of stuff for like You Kiss also.
UKISS.
EXO.
Wow.
Growl. Hello.
Oh, wow.
Who the fuck doesn't know Growl? So he's done. That's like that's going all the way back. Mm-hmm. So can you imagine all the different. I'm showing it to Haley. This is like her first time. Seeing all this, like Taeyeon, a ton of different shiny stuff. Married to the Music, EXO Lotto.
Right, I know all these songs.
DXDXD, View, like even Taemin, some of Taemin's songs. What are like Taemin's like other ones? Like there's like NCT Dream, G Friend.
So obviously he's really, really well known. I mean,
he's like, done even some Twice B-sides. So he's done Twice. He's obviously does a lot of Red Velvet and Super M because of, you know, look, there's Kang
they
Daniel.
Even did for J-O-1.
J-O-1.
Well.
So he is very well respected. You know, IZ*ONE. He did a couple for IU. Yeah, including Celebrity.
Wow.
So, like, I'm just
so what
WJSN.
Was, what
like,
was
we'll
the
just,
reason why he...
Promise.
He was the one that broke up his group?
Well, he probably... Look, he even did, like, look at this, like, Lilac.
Yeah.
I think, well, of course, right? It's up to the producer to end, like, the group,
That's
if anything,
crazy.
Right? Probably just, like, struggling to keep up with it and, like, you know, he's busy mm-hmm. making and creating songs for all these other, like, groups, sadly mm-hmm. enough, and,
so
you know, other
he
companies.
So maybe he was just trying to, like, experiment and see, like, oh, because I can make music, let me make my own group.
Yes.
And didn't realize
I think
how
so.
Much freaking work,
work
it is.
Yeah, you probably have to really manage and take care yeah. of them. But that's why, don't you have to hire managers to take care of a lot of that stuff?
Right.
Especially mm-hmm. if you're, like, you know, like, the producer and, like, doing something like that. I'm sure that that's how it should... I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know the details of, you know, how this whole industry works. But, I mean, they had so much potential. And it sucks that they're gone.
Mm.
And we didn't really hear anything except Bugaboo's song, Bugaboo.
Yeah,
all
I was
I
like, I only remember them because their name was so, like,
So, yeah, so, I mean, that was one of the other sad news and SM related. So, isn't that crazy? All
yeah.
the songs he wrote? He's a legend in the industry.
Wow.
Also, I guess another, I'm going to be jumping here because we'll jump back and we'll skip. Okay. Another SM news, aespa and Red Velvet.
Mm-hmm.
We watched it ourselves finally.
Listen to their new Christmas song.
New Christmas song. Beautiful Christmas because the music video just finally released.
Mm-hmm.
I need to tell everyone to check it out because it was really good.
Yeah.
Super catchy. Like, yeah. you know, SM's always good with their music. What were you going
to
say?
Oh, no, I was going to say what I said to Joko when I was listening to it. I was like, this is something that Twice would do.
And it's funny because, ironically, there's 9 members in Twice. And when you put aespa and Red Velvet together,
there's nine
members. Mm-hmm. And that's how it looked like in the music video. It kind of reminded me some of like Twice's like Christmas stuff, too.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of interesting. Like, and then it was really cute. The video is really nice. The song is really good.
Mm-hmm.
Super cute. So, yeah, check that out. Beautiful Christmas.
Yeah.
You said you liked it a lot,
I
too,
do.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty nuts.
Very catchy.
Also, you know, we talked about Hyuna last last episode, I think, or
two episodes ago,
you know, about
yeah,
the sad Dawn. News with Dawn.
Mm-hmm.
But, apparently it was revealed that she had actually met up with Jay Park's More Visions recently.
Oh.
So she might be, you know, signing on board possibly with him.
Oh, really?
I mean, so he's starting to collect, you know, more artists. So
mm-hmm.
We'll see. Jay Park is going to try to be the next JYP, literally.
The
acronyms
same.
Are
yep.
there for the letters. We do have a couple. Okay, I know we're going to be talking the artist awards, which you stayed up for because you're crazy.
I am.
But we do have news about two K-pop concerts.
Mm-hmm.
Tickets have finally dropped for next year. These are the first two
it's
ones.
Beginning already.
It's starting. It's starting with, first off, it was Epic High.
Yes, Epic High.
Who won me over at camp.
Mm-hmm.
And they were really good. And they'll be doing a U.S. and actually a world tour, right?
Right,
it was
yeah.
a world tour.
It is world tour. They're starting in like Germany.
So they're going to actually do a world tour. And then we're going to try to catch them here on their first U.S. date in
mm-hmm,
San Diego.
Mm-hmm.
So that's not too far from us.
We are going to, not
oh, yeah.
trying.
You're right, we are.
We bought tickets.
Haley got us tickets.
Yeah.
What tickets did you get us?
I got the VIP.
Yeah!
So because we get a freaking like picture with them.
But that's insane. Not a lot of VIPs have this. they had a good price for it too. Yeah, so you were gonna price. Get a, an actual photo with them, and we get, you know, lanyards. I can't wait. I want to wear that. I survived.
Remember,
yeah, I survived camp or remember, 2022 camp.
He's so funny,
and it's cool because, like, you know, the backstory, like, you know, they were with YG and like they know the OG, so they know, like you said, Tableau used to have her, his kid babysit.
Oh yeah,
with a G-Dragon and stuff.
His kid loves G-Dragon. She had a crush on him.
So yeah, like that's like, as much as I know, I'm super new to Epic High, and Epic High has been around forever too. Yeah, they're like legends. the legends in terms of the K-pop industry. I'm excited to take photos with legends.
I mean, honestly, they're so fun. Like, I've liked them for a long time, but the first time I've ever seen them like in person was at camp. I've never actually gone to like one of their concerts.
Their energy is insane. It's so much fun.
It is. And but when I heard like the songs that they were playing, it was very like nostalgic for me. Like,
because they played old songs for you.
Yeah, I was
huh?
like, holy shit, like this song, like it's so good. And
time
I'm excited.
Time is ticking.
So I'm actually really excited because like our other friend Jirla, who went and saw them in concert, I think like a few years ago, she's also like a huge like OG K-pop. She's like, if you go to the concert, you're just going to have so many like memories like flashing back because like they play a lot of their old songs too.
Yeah, that's true. And I'm honestly super excited. I can't believe this VIP thing doesn't just come with lanyards and like, I don't even know the sound check, but we get photos with them. So that's
I didn't even look actually.
I don't even know.
Yeah.
Well, all I saw were the photos and I was like, sold.
I know that we get like entry, like earlier entry.
Early entry?
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense too. Anyways, the second artist is one of our friends' ultimate biases.
Oh, God.
JYP.
JYP himself.
The man himself.
Yep.
He is going to be performing. Is it a U.S. tour only? I don't even know.
I didn't look into it, but maybe.
But
the
our friend
tour?
Our friend bought front row.
Yep.
Front row barricade.
Bang smack in the middle. And he said that he was shaking when he was buying them because he was so excited.
Well, I'm happy for him. I'm happy.
Yeah.
I'm happy that he's happy.
He loves JYP and like he loves all JYP groups basically. So
he's the daddy.
Yeah, exactly.
The granddaddy. Mm-hmm. So yeah, we haven't heard any other news of other, but we know that, you know, 17 will be touring.
Mm-hmm.
Twice will be touring.
Mm-hmm.
Stray Kids and Le Sserafim, we know, will be touring, but we don't know any details yet. These are the only ones that tickets have dropped. And
oh, well,
we know
Stray
for sure.
Kids is definitely.
Yeah, see? So, yeah, like, yeah, but we don't know when. No, we don't have any news on tickets yet.
Mm-hmm.
So stay tuned because we might, you never know. They might just drop news like literally next month or next week, right?
Yeah, which sucks. Don't do it during freaking holiday season, man. Come
give
on.
Us. I still need time to recover. You know how much Blackpink and Twice ate from my wallet and Stray Kids for you?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Don't even want to think about it. So let's move on to our next topic instead. So I don't think about how much I need to recover from that.
I just don't look at my bank.
Triple A. Do not listen to Haley. That's not good financial advice.
I'm just kidding. I'm joking.
Be a little aware. It's okay.
I am aware.
Triple A. What is that, Haley?
Triple A. The Asian... Asian Artists Awards.
Yes. Not the insurance company. So it was in Nagoya, in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you're the one that wrote most of this stuff. Why don't you take the wheel?
So, I got home from work and I was like, oh shit, the AAAs are tonight. And I worked the next day, but I still stayed up until 5 a.m.
Because she's insane.
Because...
Well, thank God you work
I work
shifts,
in the
afternoon.
Yeah. But the thing is, like, it started early, but this award show went on for fucking ever. It started at 11 p.m. It didn't end until 5 a.m.
That is really long. Maybe this is why they cut Mama in half.
Oh, I made it 2 days. That actually makes sense.
So I guess it's possible that
that's
this long.
That's probably why, yeah. So this was like a one-day thing. There were many, many artists that went to the Mama Awards who were also at the AAAs. Like New Jeans, Le Sserafim, NMIX, IVE.
Yeah, it was
Stray Kids.
I watched some of the performances with Haley.
Yeah.
Obviously, they ended with 17.
Oh yes, because 17.
Forget
is...
17.
Yeah, but 17.
That was like their headliner.
Mama, right?
No, but
no,
oh
no,
sorry,
yeah,
you're
yeah.
saying Mama.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry, sorry.
Yeah, but 17 was there. Yes, and they were the headliners. They were the ones that performed at 5 a.m.
My God.
Yeah. But all their performances were really good. They're not as, like, extravagant with the stage as
Mama. Oh, yeah, compared to, like, the Mama stage.
But honestly, the camera work was way better.
It made up for it because we know how cool and spectacular Mama's stage was.
Yeah.
But goddamn, the camera work, I don't need to see the stupid fake spider the whole time.
No. I don't need to. You can show it once and then that's enough.
Just once is enough. Just the beginning. And we missed out on so many crazy good moments that we've complained about already in another episode. So, but, go ahead.
So, their red carpet was different, too, because, like, I was used to how the Mama is. Like, they bring him up and then they interview the members. But for the AAAs, it's basically they walk onto the red carpet, wave, and then leave.
Yeah, so, hi, bye.
So, it was really quick, actually. And then the opening act was An Team, which is HYBE's new Japanese group. Which was pretty cool. I mean, that's cool that they were entered first for the award show.
Yes.
Yeah. And then, okay. I was like, are you paying attention? And then some other cool performances that I noted. It was Treasure. They did like their title track, Hello, of course. But they started with Good Boy, which is a GD and Taeyong song. So as soon as I heard the intro, I was like, wait, this is Good Boy. So I got really excited to hear that.
Was it good?
Yeah, it was. And then, well, you saw this one.
I did see this one.
So what happened with Card for their performance?
First off, Card, I didn't see them perform when they were here. We didn't watch them when they toured here.
No.
But I think I saw them in real life when we saw them at KCON.
Yeah, and I saw them.
And you watched them perform.
Yeah, with your sister.
So it was cool that they performed like some of the, like a couple, an OG song that I actually recognized too. Mm-hmm. But their performance was very interesting because, what's her name?
Oh, the girl?
I forgot her name, yeah.
Jiwoo.
It's Jiwoo.
Yeah.
So Jiwoo started the performance off standing on one of the tables, like, you know, that one of the artists were sitting on.
Yeah.
But guess which artist it is, Haley?
Friggin' Stray Kids.
Your favorite. Your boy.
I was honestly, when it came on, I was like, what is going on? Like, why is she on the table? And why is Stray Kids sitting there?
The best damn part of this all is if you watched it, and you've probably seen a lot of, like, funny, like, meme photos and everything, like, edits. Everyone is kind of like, you know, she's singing, you know, she's dressed all hot and everything. Yeah. She looks good.
She's standing there with like a mic.
Like you
stand
could, if you look up and you're sitting from the stage, you'll probably get a good view of her, right?
Her
basically.
Legs. Yeah.
So all the modest boys of Stray Kids, you know, looking in different directions everywhere. Up, down, away, bank check, looking somewhere in some other direction.
Was, like looking up into the sky.
Like, and then people were looking down.
They're, like, vibing and stuff with the music, but they are not making
Eye contact anywhere
on the artist at all.
In the middle.
Nope.
Except for one. The man who's ready to risk it all.
The freaking baby of the group.
I.N.
Oh, my God.
Jong-in.
He was sitting there. His eyes were, like, wide open. His mouth was wide open. He's, like, in awe just watching her sing.
He looks like he was getting his first, like, lap dance.
Yeah, like, for real.
He's like, oh, my God, this is amazing.
It's so funny because, like, the freaking Mungnae, he just didn't care.
Which is good. I think, like, if they're doing a performance, you want to just have fun. If anything, I think he had the proper reaction. Like, don't be scared. Like, dance and just look at her and, like, enjoy it. Like,
but you know what's funny too? Because I noticed like in another clip, people were saying that like, because you know how Ian was looking at her, but then like from a different angle, you can see Bang Chan, he made eye contact with Ian and kind of telling him like, and then
he looked away.
Yeah.
He did?
Yeah. So it's like, because probably like
Ian was. Is it in the video? Like if you watch it, you'll see
someone like analyze it.
Oh my God. We need to rewatch this. I want to see.
Funny.
Bang Chan.
Yeah, you can kind of see him. He's just like, don't look.
Telepathy eyes. Yeah. Like, don't do it.
And then after that, Ian like stopped looking. So.
But he looks so excited and happy.
He's so cute and innocent, honestly.
So that was super, man.
It's like,
Bang Chan just let him live.
You can't get mad at Ian though, because he's very innocent. Like, he's just looking because he's like in awe kind of thing.
Chani let him live his life. He's a grown ass man. ready to risk it all.
It was just so cute.
So it was super funny. Like, it was really cool.
Another thing that is makes it even funnier.
Yes.
Is because
yes. Tell us what happened.
Jiwoo wrote on her Bubble account, and she was like, "Actually, she's like, Stray Kids were sitting at the wrong table."
Yes. So believe
so
it or not,
they were supposed to be sitting on the table behind. You, so there's an empty
and it's
table.
Crazy. Because I remember watching that. I was like, when I watched it and you showed me the video, I was like, why the hell? Who's supposed to be sitting behind them? Because it's empty. There's like literally an empty table behind them
for eight people.
And it's interesting because like I saw that, you know, like. Stray Kids, they were like near or next to like Le Sserafim. There was New Jeans and like I think Pentagon was there. So it was interesting seeing all these groups near each other. But there was, it's like, why was that table empty behind them?
So like they went and sat at the wrong table that she was supposed to perform on. But then she kind of got flustered, I guess. But then because she was in a hurry because they had to start the performance. So she just went up on this table where Stray Kids were sitting. So
Jesus
she's
Christ.
Like, oh my god, it wasn't part of the like performance.
They're probably, I mean, and at the same
it
time,
it made it better though. Honestly,
you never know if they're directed wrongly or possibly they even forgot which their table was and they just went to an empty table. So this this moment was brought to you by Stray Kids.
People were making fun of them too because they're like, did all Stray Kids leave to go to the restroom and then they all came back together and just didn't know where to sit and they just sat
randomly?
That's
true. See, oh my god,
they all left at the same time.
That's so fucking funny. So but yeah, that
of course it would be them, honestly.
The best moment. And right, it's funny because like one of the other members, I forgot his name too, from Card.
Joseph?
No, I don't know if it was Joseph.
BM?
I think it was BM. Uh-huh. So BM, no, it doesn't stand for bowel movement.
Yeah.
BM's a cool guy. He was at the table, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's funny because I was like, why? Who's, there's like one extra guy for this Stray Kids table. And he was there because I think he's part of the act. He's supposed to be vibing, listening while she's performing. Because
Stray Kids were not supposed to be.
They would get up together. So it's just funny because he's just...
He's sitting with Stray Kids.
He just like blends in.
Yeah. That's
so,
funny.
So anything, it was a great moment in Triple A history.
Yeah.
thanks to Card and thanks to Stray Kids.
Yes. Yeah, so.
Then they ended on 17, which is crazy.
So I wanted to say before
Go ahead.
So Stray Kids won two awards. They won Best Choice Award and the grand prize of Best Album of the Year. Isn't that crazy? That's amazing for them. I'm so happy, and they were so happy too, obviously.
You must have been like, yay!
When I screamed.
Dead asleep. You screamed?
I was like, oh my god!
At 5 in the morning.
Yeah, you didn't hear
you
me.
You scared the neighbors.
No, I didn't scream loud. And then the 17 also won a grand prize of Singer of the Year, so congratulations to them too.
Yeah, 17. 17 is still 17. Like, Stray Kids, it's crazy, because those are the two pinnacle like groups of K-pop after BTS, you know, kind of like, handing down the torch, you know, as soon as Jin left, which we'll get to.
Yeah, because a lot of later. ARMY actually, they went and jumped boat onto Stray Kids and 17, honestly.
Yeah,
like,
they really
still
did.
ARMY, but then it's just like, you know.
Now ARMY stay.
Yeah.
Now an ARMY carrot.
Exactly.
So.
Becoming multi-fandom now.
This is where it takes your money. This is where K-pop gets expensive.
I know like a lot of fans, they're like solo for like just BTS.
Solo stands. Yeah.
So
the welcome to the multi-stan life.
Yes. To more groups.
May God have mercy on your wallets and bank accounts, because it's expensive being a multi-stan.
Mm-hmm.
Also, with 17, it's crazy because they performed there, and their performance was pretty good too.
Oh yeah,
super
course.
Solid. They're always crazy like
but
good.
June and the 8 were not.
Yeah,
there.
They weren't there. Sad. Something going on. I think even like a couple members from China from different groups didn't make it either. I don't know what's
weird.
Going on.
Yeah, that's why I was like, are they not allowed to go to Japan? Like, I was confused.
I don't know.
They didn't say anything. Like, JYP just put out an announcement. It was like, the 8 and June will not be going to the 8.
JYP?
Yeah. Oh, wait, sorry.
Wow, I didn't know that
I'm
part
so
of JYP.
I'm so fucking sorry. Hi put out an announcement. Yeah, so I was like, huh? So I was confused.
You mean Pledis?
No.
Pledis Hype.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that happened. But I was also going to talk about it. It's crazy because... they're in Japan, but they were literally here in LA in our backyards in Chinatown.
Yeah.
Like this past weekend, like so only a couple days ago, and then they performed there.
Mm-hmm.
But exactly. You said they even went to Korea first.
I think so, cuz the
that's insane.
Yeah.
I don't know how they can do it, but yeah, like they're here in LA, they put up a good performance. We didn't watch them. It was at the LA 3C like festival.
Yeah, which
Snoop Dogg. So Snoop Dogg even got I don't know if anyone's seen it.
Yeah.
17 had had to sign an album for him.
Yep.
And there is a picture of him holding the album.
Yeah.
He looks really happy.
Snoop posted it on his Instagram. And his actual story, IG, right? He's like, thank you, and stuff like that.
So that's
and
pretty then sick.
And Mingyu reposted it.
Of course, Mingyu did. Jesus Christ. Okay. But all of them, like, they were, like, out and about, like, in L.A. They were doing a lot of stuff, I think, probably, like, a couple days beforehand.
Oh, it was before. Because they left right after.
They were, like, eating. We took a few notes of it, added a few new places to the list of places K-pop artists would go to. Like, this one restaurant. They went to the
Earth
Grove.
Cafe.
Earth Cafe. Yeah, mm-hmm. That's right. So they now we just keep adding to the list for, you know, if we want to spot a K-pop.
Honestly, Target. Always go to Target and then also the Grove.
CVS.
The Grove.
Because you can catch Bang Chan at CVS.
Oh, yeah.
Was it Walgreens?
That? It was CVS.
Now, I don't know if we talked about it.
Oh, there was like this video that just popped up a couple weeks ago, and then a stay met or saw Bang Chan at CVS, and Bang Chan was all like natural with curly hair and wearing his chinelas, like his little flip-flops.
Bang Chan being the Bang Chan in the wild.
And she went up to him, and because she had a Stray Kids tattoo, and she showed him, and he was all like giggling, and then he saw that her photo card on the back of the phone was Bang Chan, and he was laughing so hard. It was just like a really cute interaction. I was like, oh, but he was just shopping at CVS.
That's so funny. So there you go. Add CVS and Target to the list. And then, yeah, 17, I mean, I heard they did a really good job.
They did.
Apparently an hour-long set, but it was a little bit shorter, someone said.
Oh, really?
Our friend said, like, it wasn't the full 1 hour. Mm. They still had a few minutes to spare.
No more Aju Nice.
Yeah, so they did a great job of trolling, like always, singing Aju Nice, thinking it's over. Then they come back, and they start again. Aju Nice?
You know what's funny?
They did, like, 5 times or something.
Yeah, because, you know, people are there, obviously, for Snoop Dogg, too. So, like, people were saying, the locals got a taste of Aju Nice because of them being trolled, because they'd be like, okay, bye. And then imagine, like, you don't know anything about 17, and then they come back, like, 5 times after that.
Dude, but at the same time, they'll probably be laughing and, like, they're like, all right, these guys passed the vibe check kind of thing. So, I hope whoever, like, checked them out and saw them for the first time really enjoyed themselves.
That's so fun, honestly.
Their regular concerts, when they tour again next year, definitely go.
Mm-hmm.
Check it out. Worth the investment, even if you just to be in the crowd, if you want to like go in the higher up seats,
barricade for them, because it's just so fun, honestly.
Of course, Haley, you don't need barricade for everything.
I don't. I only need it for Stray Kids.
I only need it for Twice and Blackpink, unless Seraphim and NewJeans.
See, good luck. He's the one paying for those. I only pick and choose mine.
The only ones are BTS and Stray Kids, right?
Well, of course, BTS is hard.
You could still buy resale, but obviously that's going to cost a couple mortgage payments.
Yeah. You have to just be lucky with that.
So, but either way, I'm hoping Le Sserafim and NewJeans next year for sure.
Le Sserafim, I think, yes. NewJeans might just come to KCON.
We'll see. We will see. Oh, obviously, I want Stacey. Hello.
Oh,
I want Stacey also. Did we ever? Is it technically barricade when we had for Aespa?
Yeah.
Even though it's standing like GA.
Yeah, we're far. I mean, we're close.
We're close, but not close enough.
Who cares? Because you know what? They don't even interact anyway.
That was kind of unfortunately. Yes, Aespa was kind of the saddest interaction.
Like they didn't give fans.
Like they're good. So. They're good at performing. They're good at talking a little bit, but like there's no real like fan interaction, especially after seeing 17, seeing Stray Kids. Mm-hmm. Living the shit that we lived through in Blackpink and Twice.
Yep.
I'm spoiled.
Yeah.
I'm sorry,
why.
But I'm spoiled.
See, that's why I'm just saying, like, you don't need to be barricade for them because I could just see them.
Winter and Karina could have showered us and blessed us like Nayeon did. Mm-hmm. They did not. They could have played Kai Bai Bo with us, but I did not have that sign.
But even still, they probably wouldn't.
But,
you know.
But they are not Lisa. So, I want to see them again soon, like Blackpink and Twice, but I'm very scared because I need to financially still recover from all this shit.
Right.
So I'm scared. I'm nervous. I'm like nervous laughing because shit, Twice might be released
soon. You do not need barricade for all these concerts. You can just do a one show barricade.
You're right. Out of the whole, but I don't know, once you get a taste of the forbidden fruit, that is barricade. You can't go back. So let us move on because we were talking a lot about 17. Oh, you want to talk about Hoshi? You said something about Hoshi.
Oh my god, this is cute.
And this is also our anime-related theme.
Is it anime?
because of Netflix's Wendy.
Wednesday.
Wendy.
What the fuck?
What's wrong with me? Wait, Wednesday.
It's not even anime, though.
Yo, it's related because we're going to be talking about Wednesday.
Okay.
And the voice actor. Oh, what is wrong with the actress?
Okay.
Okay, so go ahead. You talk first. I'm going to jump in there.
So as ready. You know, Netflix released the Tim Burton show Wednesday. If you haven't checked
AKA
it out.
AKA Wendy's. Juicy hot redhead.
If you haven't watched it, watch it. It's so freaking good that I binged it in one day.
It was good.
Yeah,
I really liked it.
He really liked it too.
So Hoshi from 17.
Hoshi, he is obviously a Wednesday stan because someone on his like live asked him like, "Did you watch Wednesday?"
But isn't this because they danced the Wednesday thing?
That too. Yeah.
Was that at the LA3C? Yeah. So tell. Mm-hmm. So yeah, like they did like the actual viral dance.
Yeah, it's called the Wednesday dance. Yeah. If you look it up on TikTok, it'll pop up. So who was it? Mingyu.
Oh, God.
Hoshi,
for sure.
And Dino. Dino.
Dinomorph.
And Dino did the Wednesday dance. And then so someone asked Hoshi on his live, like, did he watch the show? And he's like, oh, yeah. He's like, I know. And he's like, oh, and I think Emma, who played Enid, she
which
said
is
that
the roommate, right?
The roommate, yeah. She's the werewolf. She friggin said that she's a carrot and so he was saying like thank you to her and saying I'll see you soon and she like freaked out and was fangirling about it so she reposted Hoshi's story on her story and she was just like fangirling about it so she's a big carrot.
That's awesome.
But then also so yes. Wednesday the actress Jenna Ortega,
right,
she also said in an interview that she is a stay. So she loves Stray Kids, and her bias is supposedly Lino.
Oh, snap. Lino bias.
Yeah. I can see that, though, because he's freaking savage.
So, yeah, I can see that, too. But here's our anime clip news. Let's just pin this in here. She is also a big fan of One Piece.
I forgot.
Her favorite anime series is One Piece.
She's freaking amazing. Love her.
Jenna Ortega has passed the vibe check.
Yeah, she's invited
to all parties, to all barbecues, yeah. All cookouts, for sure.
Honestly, such a good show. Check it out. Oh, my God. I would want to watch it again.
It was really good. It's short.
It's only a short series. 8 episodes, yeah, and it's about, like, 40 minutes each episode.
It was really good. So, yeah, mm-hmm. Jenna Ortega, fellow stay.
Yep.
And we got Emma, a.k.a.
Carrot.
Fellow Carrot.
I bet they, like,
see,
fangirl together.
It's the two sides. It's funny because they're opposites in the show, too, right?
Yeah.
So they're still, like, opposites of the fandoms.
That's true because Stray Kids is technically, like, dark and stuff.
And then, yeah, Carrot is, like, more bright, light. Mm-hmm. So it's interesting.
Ah,
really cool,
very
right?
Suited for them.
Very cool. So I think that's it for that. Mm-hmm. We have a few other things. I do have something that, you like, this is a funny article where, like, Le Sserafim's Yunjin versus Sakura. Like, they go viral because of their reactions to G-Idle's performance.
I saw
Tomboy.
That.
Because for Tomboy, the song by G-Idle, they say, I'm a fucking Tomboy. But they always bleep out, like, the fucking part.
Yeah.
But it's there.
Yeah.
It exists. It's not... the bleep, if you heard only the bleep version, that is not part of the song. It's literally, they say the F word.
Yeah.
So, when they said it, they actually said it, and I don't think it was censored properly either, right?
Yeah.
Live at the MAMA.
Yeah.
At the MAMA Awards. So, there's funny because it got viral. You can see the reactions. You can tell Yunjin is American.
Yeah.
She's a fellow American.
She's like, I don't fucking care.
Because when they cussed, she was like, oh my gosh. She's like rocking out, like,
yeah.
And then you see Sakura. She's like, oh my God, did they just cuss?
Yeah.
Like, Wasn't
it Sakura and Kazuo?
Well, yeah, exactly.
Because they're both
it's funny
because
they're
and they're like, oh my God.
Like, oh my gosh. And then Yunjin's like, yeah, hell yeah.
So funny.
Rock out. So that's my bias right there.
Mm-hmm.
Not to mention she's also a fellow Chainsaw Man and Jujutsu Kaisen weeb simp. Thank you very much, Yunjin. Cannot wait to see her. I'm so excited. We will move on to Big Bang. Because we'll talk about BTS and Stray Kids very soon. But we'll do Big Bang. But before that, let me just remind everyone, because we didn't remind anyone in the beginning, that we are holding a little Christmas giveaway contest to our listeners. So if you made it this far to the podcast and you're actually listening, thank you very much, first of all. Second, we've been getting a handful of you guys actually messaging us, which we want us everyone to message and be a part of this giveaway, because you have a chance to get a really cool item and gift. And it's going to be chosen through the our DMs for our actual listeners. And we didn't want to throw it on the IG story.
Yeah, so we didn't end up making
a post because we wanted it to be, you know, to you people who actually are, you know, we're here is because of you guys. And all we want you to do is...
We want you to DM us on Instagram at PermissionToStandPodcast and tell us who your ultimate bias group is.
Yes.
Who your bias is from that group.
Yes.
And why.
Yes.
And then you can also just put in there when you started listening
to
us.
When, how, where, why.
How'd you find us?
How'd you find us? Mm-hmm. And how you're enjoying the show.
Yeah.
So so thank you for joining us. So and like as always, you know, check us out on Instagram and especially TikTok, where TikTok always has very nice, high definition, not shitty quality. Looks at Instagram, shakes my head.
You know what, though? Instagram...
Recently?
I was like, whoa. Well,
we won't know. Maybe. Maybe it's getting better.
I uploaded a reel, and I was like, oh, damn, it didn't destroy the quality.
But have you posted another one after that?
No.
Okay, so we're not too sure. Could
have
been a fluke.
It's one out of one.
So it's a fluke on that, possibly. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so check us out on Permission to Stand Podcast. We have a bunch of videos there. And we are available on all platforms wherever you're listening to us right now.
Yeah, and thanks everyone who has already entered.
There's a good amount of you.
Yeah, you guys are so cute with your little messages to
us. Don't be afraid of the long messages, which is from everybody so far.
Yeah, it's fine.
Because it's cool, because
so
it just shows that like you're into it, and we're obviously into it. Mm-hmm. We're not trying to leave anyone on read. Like, if some of you guys, like, you didn't get a reply back and we read it, it's probably
because
we open it, glance at it really quickly, but we're like, you know, when we pull this up, sometimes we're at work and we accidentally look at it.
Yeah.
So give us
we're not leaving you on
have red. Some patience. Yeah. Don't worry. We get back to you and we like replying back a lot ourselves, because it's kind of, you know, fun when you're finally talking to someone, especially some of you. It's interesting to me that, you know, like a couple, like you have a couple, maybe small, a few friends, if not even any like real huge K-pop friends. So your outlet for K-pop talk is us.
Yeah.
So I totally understand and I totally get it when you guys like write like
long
like essays. It's not even an essay. It's more like a letter. It's kind of cool.
Yeah, yeah.
So get it all out there. Let it all out. Go for it.
Yep.
So yeah. And then we'll, like we said, we will make an actual post when we get, when come around Christmas time that weekend.
Yeah.
With who won the giveaway, which we'll be choosing at random.
It's
We're going to kind of put all of your guys' accounts into like that random generator thing.
Yeah. The ones that you can do online.
And then we will pull it out.
Yeah.
So yeah. Thank you for always listening and keeping up with everything here. Let us move on to some of the more, well, I guess more of your bias stuff.
Wait, a Big Bang first, no?
Well, aren't they your bias group before?
Yes.
See?
They were my
full circle.
First bias group.
So there you go. Big Bang. What's going on? Because there's some interesting shit that's been going on.
Yeah, honestly. So the first one is Big Bang Top is going to the moon, guys.
Going to the freaking moon.
Space. Like, that's
like literally
crazy.
He's going to space.
He's going to be in a rocket.
I think from Big Bang, like he's my bias, right?
Yeah.
My record is
Daesung.
Hell yeah. Best personality.
Oh my God.
But yeah, Top is going to the moon.
So he's a part of this project called...
Yes. What is this very crazy, amazing project called?
It's called Dear Moon Crew. And guess who else is going to the moon with him? There's like a whole group of them. I think there's like 10 people. But the one that also stood out to me was Steve Aoki.
Aoki. Steve Aoki is going to the moon with Top. What the hell is going on?
I told Joko, I was like, what are they going to do? Are they going to make music on
the
moon?
He's already making music.
He is.
He's doing better than G-Dragon, who is still busy posting cats.
I know, freaking bias. Like, he's, honestly, G-Dragon, I don't know what you're doing. Stop posting Instagram stories of your blurry ass selfies and dressing up your cats, and please make music.
Top is busy. He needs to train and go to the moon, and yet he's making music.
Yeah, so he dropped
about going to the moon.
His song that he dropped, well, it was just like a teaser on his official Instagram. It's called Humanity, and he produced it. It's a very, very short music clip. It's like a minute long, but I was like, honestly, at this point, any music from him is better than no music at all.
It's better than no music, so yeah. We will take it.
So, and I think, like, it would be interesting, would they make music up there on the moon with Steve Aoki?
I hope so. That'd be freaking sick. To say, like, oh, we produced and made this song on the moon.
Yeah.
But you don't hear that too often.
What was also interesting to me was that, like, Top on his Instagram, he put out, like, this interview, and it was all in English.
That was interesting.
First time that I've heard him speak so much English in my life, honestly.
Out of all the years listening to him.
Wow, maybe he learned English over the years, because, you know, he's been with like all those art curators
and
stuff.
He hangs out with all those actual like artists, so and I'm a lot of them are like white, so like, you know, a lot of English speakers,
so that
everything.
Makes sense. But I was like, wow, his voice sounds so high pitched compared to low. Like when he sings in Korean, it's low, but when he was speaking in English, it was higher pitched.
Interesting, right?
Yeah. But what else?
That's not the only Big Bang news, because we are gonna transition this into BTS as well, because Taeyong is actually going to have an album release, right?
Yeah, so it's reported that Taeyong from Big Bang is going to be dropping a new solo album next year. We don't know when.
I hope
this isn't a lie.
It's real? Well, I think it's real because it's confirmed, because HYBE has confirmed Jimin is
going... Wait, did they confirm it?
They confirmed it.
What? How come I didn't see that?
I don't know. Jimin is going to be part of it and included and featured in this crazy album.
Damn.
And then Jimin... I think you talked about it before, and I think you made a note too. I did. Jimin is what?
Jimin is like a huge Big Bang fan. Like, I feel like all of BTS are, and they really looked up to them during that time, because in their old videos on Bangtan TV, they have all these clips of BTS dancing and singing to all these Big Bang songs.
Yes. Yeah. And not to mention, they did that interview where they said, like, who is like the artist, your idol you look up to? I remember Jin is top.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them were like G-Dragon.
Yeah.
Like,
and then Jimin's one was specifically was Taeyong.
So this is like a dream come
so
true for
cute.
Him.
Yeah.
I hope they have a picture like later on, like him holding Taeyong's baby or something.
I hope that'd they be pretty cool. do a music video together.
I hope so, like a real one.
Like
Tablo in person.
And Taeyong did.
Oh, man. That'd be so sick.
Oh, yes. So that's exciting. I'm so excited because obviously Taeyong is an amazing singer and so is Jimin. So...
Man, and then remember, Taeyong sounds like, if you haven't checked it out, you better look up The Masked Singer with Changbin.
Oh my god.
Because you will not believe that that is Changbin.
He sounds like Taeyong when he sings.
Isn't that crazy? They need to have Changbin sing more. Because this man can sing.
He can.
It's just he's like flooded and surrounded by singers, but
yeah.
He can sing, and he'd probably rather rap.
Yeah, he Changbin, probably would, yeah.
To be honest. But he could sing. He sounded like Taeyong.
He did.
What the fuck?
I'm still like he's in been awe holding out. About that. Yeah, he has. Damn, Changbin.
And then, with that said, let's kind of talk more about BTS, because obviously the Jin is going to be the central topic.
Yeah.
Because he's going already, right?
Well, he's already enlisted.
He's enlisted now.
Yeah.
So yeah,
he went on December 13th.
Yeah, so we were. Mm-hmm. I think we actually brought up that date. So I guess it was true.
Yeah,
when we talked
so
about
like
it
people
before.
Weren't sure, but then like it was speculated.
But now it's obviously confirmed. And the interesting thing is, before he even left too, before he got his like, we'll talk about his buzz cut too,
yeah.
Because that obviously went viral as well.
Right, of course.
But before that, he attended a wedding,
mm-hmm.
not just any wedding, someone from TIARA.
Right.
Jihyun.
Yes. It's crazy.
Jin was at the wedding.
For,
even
like,
couple,
their friends?
You know what's weird? A couple of TIARA members weren't even at the wedding.
Oh.
I don't know why. So there was like some drama between that. Who knows? You know, maybe there's personal reasons or other things going on. But yeah, so Jin was there. He's always close with Jihyun. And you know who else he might be close with? Because he sat at the same damn table as her.
IU.
Can't believe Jin and IU were sitting at the same table.
Jungkook is probably really sad.
Jungkook punching the air right now. And actually punching RJ his RJ pillow or something.
Yeah.
That was pretty interesting. And Jin was having a good time. Like I saw like pictures and videos of him like
throwing the flower petals at her.
Jin just being Jin.
Yeah.
Just having a great time. He's just enjoying himself.
Didn't they sing like IU's song as well? I think. Blooming.
I didn't watch it. Oh, are you serious?
Yeah.
I'm gonna have to look it up.
Yeah, and they were like vibing to it.
Oh shit! I'm gonna have to watch that. I'm gonna have to remember this. Definitely gonna check that out. But yeah, so Jin is already enlisted, and before he actually left, he did post a picture of himself with his buzz cut.
Right? Yep.
Basically, nearly shaved head. It was, like, super short.
He cut it really, really short. Like, there's, like, a length that you can do, but he did it
he's
way
just like,
shorter.
He's like, ah, fuck it.
He's just like, it's probably going to grow back fast anyway. Yeah.
So he took it all off. And then it's interesting because it's interesting and cute and funny, the pictures of all the members, other members.
There to see him off. So it was like a private event. Like, no one was supposed to go.
That's how it should be. They had security
just, like,
and everything.
Family and friends were allowed to go. And then all seven of them were together, and they took a picture with Jin rubbing his buzz cut hair.
Like a crystal ball.
They're so cute. But
so it was really cool. It was cool.
Jimin actually just posted recently, I think today, he like changed his profile picture on Weverse.
No, that was like yesterday.
Was it yesterday?
Was like of Jin's head?
No.
Oh, he has a new one.
Today he changed it.
First off, I remember he trolled everyone, and he literally put Jin's shaved head as his profile for a bit.
Yeah, he did. But no, today he changed it, and he changed it to a picture of him and Jin together.
Aww.
And then he's like, I wonder if Jin Hyung is training today. Like, it's all sad.
Aww,
baby.
Yeah, so that's pretty sad.
So, like,
but that, you know, at least it's finally happening.
It's happening.
We've talked about this for for a while now.
Since, like, before the pandemic. Not before the pandemic. During the pandemic, like, in 2020. But it's just, like, it's here now. They pushed it for so long. And then, you know, Jin is starting the first one to enlist. And then the others will follow.
You know who's expected to be enlisting next?
I'm guessing Yoongi or Namjoon, because they're older.
Yes, that's what you would... Like, I was thinking Yoongi, too. Mm-hmm. First off, with Yoongi, the news was that he might be assigned to public service in the military
like
the
office.
We'll see what happens. I guess you can kind of choose branches and, like, that kind of stuff.
Well, because I think he was choosing that because of his shoulder injury.
Yeah, I was going to say the injury.
Yeah,
because of that very recent surgery
he
had.
He can't do, like, the active duty.
So, I mean, that makes sense. And it's good for... It's kind of good for him. I think that's the best for him, too.
Yeah,
But before him, it's apparently rumored that Namjoon is expected to be the next member to enlist. So that won't be happening for a few months because remember he is working on something else now still.
Another album.
He's working like on another album right now at this moment. So
working hard.
It won't be till after this album is done. Then of course then he'll be enlisting. So that means Yoongi will still have a little bit more time with him.
It's like I don't know how they're gonna stagger it. Is like any of the BTS members going to be left or are they all gonna be in the military at one time at some
point? We will find out. I don't know.
Because like Jin is not supposed to get out until, what, June
2024? Yep. It's a while.
And so they're supposedly all meant to come back as seven in 2025. That could be, like, at the end
That's
of
why maybe they're staggering it every couple months.
Yeah.
So that would be interesting. See how it is. We'll just have to wait and see.
Yeah, because, like, maybe we'll, like, when Jin comes back in 2024, will the rest of the members... It's like, I don't know how they're going to do it.
Well,
like,
everyone should be there in active duty.
Yeah,
like
that's crazy. So there'll be a point
where
there'll be no BTS.
Like, no members will
they'll
be here.
Be here, yeah.
So that's why Stray Kids and Seventeen... What about Seventeen, though? Have they ever been yet?
No,
not yet, right?
Not yet.
No one either. So by the time BTS comes back, then Seventeen will go. Probably go.
The thing with... The 8 and June don't have to go.
That's
and
true.
Joshua
and Joshua.
And Vernon.
Oh, Vernon too. That's
they're
right.
Like they're
they have the
American
citizen, passports.
And then June and the 8 are Chinese.
Yeah,
and then for Stray Kids, Felix and Bang Chan don't have
to. They don't have
to. Because they're
Aussies. Oh, snap. Uh-oh.
Yeah.
I can't see Haley smiling, but I know she's smiling. and then I think since we're talking about... Because I think that was it pretty much for BTS. Since we're talking about Stray Kids, you know, the Aussies, but... I think you told me recently, just like today, that they're releasing a digital album.
Yes.
Yet this special digital album will have also a physical release for actual stay.
Yes.
Like real like membership stays.
Damn.
So you want to tell us what's going on? What is this?
Yeah. So Stray Kids is going to be releasing this digital album. It's called Stray Kids Replay. And basically, it's going to be 25? Did I even write that down? I thought I wrote it down. I think it's 25 tracks, and it's some new.
25 is a lot.
Yeah.
You said some
new. Some
new
ones, and then some older ones that they've, like, released on Stray Kids Player. So they're actually doing, like, you know, what is the studio versions of it. So That's exciting. And I'm also excited because I'm getting something out of my stay membership that I paid for, is that only the physical copy is going to be coming in the stay kit. I don't know when they're going to ship that out. I heard that it was going to be in January, but so that's a closed membership. So if you're listening to this and you didn't get it, that means you can't get the physical copy anymore.
Yeah, it's too late.
Mm-hmm.
So too bad, like, so sad.
Because I've seen, like, on that Stray Kids replay post that people were like, oh my god, like, how can I get the physical album? And then people were like, well,
too late.
You had to get the membership. Yeah, so
it's just like the Blink membership. Like, yeah. If you really are considering it, that's why we always tell you, just do it.
Yeah.
You never know what's going to happen.
So I'm so excited because I'm like, oh my god. Yeah, so I'm excited. 25 songs?
Damn, a lot.
This is Christmas present.
Haley found out about it, she's like, she had this like Grinch look. The Grinch smile. Look at the Grinch meme and the GIF. Like, that's Haley. She's like, oh, yes.
Yes.
Yeah,
stay. I mean, I told all my stay friends too. I was like, even early, she got it as well. Because I was like, good. Make sure you Isn't get it. It? Yeah.
Good thing you Same told her.
Same with Charissa. Yeah, so we're really excited for that. And this is our Christmas gift from them, basically. Because they're like, it's a gift from Stray Kids to stay. So,
aww.
Happy
Cute.
Christmas.
Cute.
Yes. So, that's
so good. Yeah, that's pretty good.
I honestly want to add that I hope Stray Kids will get some freaking rest. And that JYP, please send them home to their families, like, during the holidays. They're so tired.
Bang-chan, Haley has told me, has been having, like, this weird recurring, like, chest problem.
Mm-hmm. Chest pains and, like, because he says he's that just, he can't
from
breathe.
Exhaustion.
Yeah.
This is literally anxiety and exhaustion, so.
It makes me really sad because, please. Like, on his lives, he's talked about it. And he's also been mentioning that his hair is thinning and stuff. Like, he's stressed. Please let him rest. Please let him not do any work.
Give this man some rest.
Please.
He needs
so
it.
Young still, and he's already having all these problems. It makes me sad.
He's young still, right?
Like, he is young.
But then he feels like when you describe everything that's going on about him right now, it's like one of our friends. Like, he's in our age group or something.
I know, He's, what, how old is he? 27?
Jungkook's age, right?
How old is Jungkook?
26, 27?
Yeah, see, they're babies still. Yeah, so that's what I'm hoping.
Give this man
know.
Some rest, JYP.
Like, aren't all the award shows done?
They should
done?
Be good. Yeah, they think they should be clear now.
Yeah,
not unless
so.
Somehow he's going to be part of SM Town.
Fuck that.
He's going to be dancing
Please
in,
let
his,
them
in a Santa skirt with Espa and red velvet.
No. They need rest. Yeah.
So well, he has sang Christmas songs before.
Oh my god, that's right. Are they going to do anything like that for Christmas?
Do yourself a favor if you haven't watched it yet. What should they watch?
The JYP Christmas. I don't know what it was called, but it's just put JYP Christmas song.
It was really cool. All the different
last year.
It was cool seeing all the different.
No, it wasn't even JYP.
No, it's not, because it was other.
It was like everyone. Yeah.
All I want for Christmas.
All I want for Christmas.
K-pop. Christmas.
2021.
Yeah, just look that up. And you'll be like, what the hell is going on?
It's so cute.
it's not just JYP.
That's why I'm wondering, are they going to do anything like that? Damn, I hope not.
We'll see. But then, I mean, we should be having SM Town, like SMCU something.
The New Year's. Yeah.
So that's something to look forward to.
What we always do on New Year's is watch SM. SM concert. And last time it was with Taemin.
Yeah, that's why. It sucks. He should, damn it. It's okay. We have on you.
Yes, that's right.
Oh, key.
Minho actually came out with
Minho.
A new album. I haven't listened to
it
yet.
I didn't listen to it. Yeah. I didn't know about that album. I just thought you were just saying, oh, Minho. I'm like, oh, yeah, Minho. Yeah, sure. I didn't know you were like, he has an album. Okay, cool.
Yeah, he does. I saw it on their Instagram.
Yeah, so Minho too. But yeah, Key, because Key has he has a lot of new songs.
Yeah.
Anyu has a bunch of recent songs. He has good Japanese songs too.
That's true.
So it's going to be up to them to carry SM, like, in terms of the guys.
Yeah.
I think this year. Except EXO and NCT.
Mm-hmm.
They're still there. But in terms of, like, the groups, people I listen to mostly from
shiny.
SM, is Shiny. Yeah. So looking forward to that. Looking forward to another New Year's SM Town.
Right. It's
Cannot
a free
wait.
Concert,
Yay.
So why not?
Yeah, enjoy it.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember when we watched it at my parents' house.
Yeah. And then the other time was here. I remember when we
eating
hot pot.
Good times.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So I think that's pretty much it.
Yep.
I told you. It was a lot of K-pop stuff.
Always is.
This is every week.
Honestly, I feel like whenever we film, and then I'm going to wake up tomorrow, and there's going to be a shit ton of fucking news.
Always. Every day it happens.
Yeah.
Like, oh, there's nothing. There can't be more. Always.
Nope.
Next day
there's a million groups out there, so there's always.
I know. We don't even cover everything. We haven't even covered, like, we don't cover Luna.
No, well, I know, there's so much.
But even Luna, like all the drama, we talk about
boycotting.
It a little bit. Yeah. See? Yeah. And also, the agency BlackBerry announced the teaser in a for a comeback. So it's like, what the F is going on?
Yeah, but all the the K-pop stores,
the stars, yeah, yeah,
they're boycotting, saying like, don't buy the albums and stuff.
Yeah. So it's pretty wild. There's a lot of shit going on in the world of Luna. Sucks. Sorry, I don't remember the fandom, but in the world of Luna, Orbitz, mm-hmm. to all your fellow Orbitz, my condolences, and I hope. You know, everything will get better than worse instead of getting worse.
I don't know.
So anyways, thank you all for joining us. As always, give us a like, follow, subscribe, hit that notification bell or whatever the hell shows up on your podcast streaming software app.
Rate us 5 stars.
5 stars, Spotify. Please. On not just Spotify, everywhere.
Oh, everywhere.
Anywhere and everywhere. Everywhere. Also, don't forget to join join in for the our Christmas giveaway. If you haven't yet, don't be afraid to leave a long message because we will write a long one back.
Mm-hmm.
So do not apologize because everyone's been apologizing.
I know.
Do not apologize. It's all good. So thank you all for joining us as always, wherever you are in the world. We might be recording early next episode because Haley's parents will be coming into town from Hawaii.
Right.
So we
you don't
will
want
not...
them to be on the podcast.
It'd be kind of awkward filming this and recording this, and literally if I look to the side and they're just watching us from the couch. So
no, I said you don't want them to have them as guests.
Oh, let's have your dad as a guest. That'd be cool.
He knows Big Bang. He knows Top.
So that'd be interesting, but he'd be very close to us because we're using only one mic.
I'm just kidding.
We might be filming early for that. So if we do are behind on news, that's a reason why. And as always, thank you everyone for joining us and tuning in. Follow us on all platforms. Check us out on Instagram
and TikTok at Permission to Stand Podcast.
Haley was loading.
I was zoning out.
She's still loading. She's kind of buffering. But thank you for joining us. Until the next episode, everyone take care, stay safe, and as always, peace.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.